You're not really much of a morning person, are you?
Rocky and Alyssa, mornings on 98.5 KRZ.
The music buzz story from yesterday was, it looks like Maroon 5 is your halftime show for the Super Bowl down in Atlanta coming up in February. And, well, some people online really maybe not too happy about the...
Nope.
The announcement or the rumor. Here's just a couple of comments, some of my favorites that I found. Well, this just shows you that the Super Bowl is not big time, because if you were to walk down any random street and ask anyone to name a Maroon 5 song, I bet 99.9% will look at you and like you asked them to solve an algebra problem.
Okay, that's not true.
Here's another one. They might as well have ABC's The View on for the halftime show if they're going to allow this weak-ass band.
Okay, that's kind of funny. Again, I like Maroon 5, but right. I don't think they're a good choice. I mean, what is he going to come out and be like, who's ready to get mid-tempo? I mean, well, a lot of their songs do sound the same, and very few are up-tempo, like hardcore.
There is some potential for some good collaborations, because they've worked with a bunch of people over the past. So.
Okay, I'll give you that. But if they bring out Cardi B and do Girls Like You. Girls like you. Who's excited?
What is a Maroon 5? Never heard a song from them.
They are well-known.
It's Moron 5, okay?
Did my dad write that one? That sounds a lot like my dad. When you consider all of the Atlanta ties with certain musicians, so Outkast, Usher, he's not from there, but he has huge ties. Luda, T.I., there are a lot.
Ryan Seacrest, Future. He's from Atlanta.
Careful. If you say it, it's like Beetlejuice. If you say his name three times, it just shows up.